Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live. It is the Summit News Hour, just 1 hour earlier than usual this week. But I say this basically every other time I host this show at this point. The biggest story in the world right now is a story that is being completely ignored by the mainstream media yet again, as it relates to Ukraine, as our own government sends billions more in military aid that mysteriously just vanishes into thin air, as the Biden administration commits to sending billions more of military aid that just vanishes into thin air. What was happening weeks after the start of the war, back at the end of March, beginning of April? This isn't being reported anywhere. It's being reported by one single news outlet. Pro-Western, by the way, pro-Ukraine news outlet. And we're going to get on to what they said in the next segment. Ton of news, though. We've got a lot more on lockdown, COVID, pandemic, vaccines. Of course, we had another big scandal, which should have been one of the biggest stories in the world here in the UK last week, where it came out that the potential next prime minister basically said the cabinet ministers in the British government had no say on what the lockdown policy was going to be throughout the COVID pandemic. In many cases, they weren't even told what the policy was going to be. It was a scientific dictatorship of the elite. They weren't even canvassed. It was basically a rogue scientific dictatorship in control of lockdown policies in the United Kingdom. And that continues to reverberate in terms of excess deaths caused by lockdown, untreated illnesses caused by a certain other thing as well, which we're going to get into. China is locking down again. They're still pursuing this disastrous zero COVID policy, which a lot of our own scientific establishment still wanted to pursue as few as, you know, a few months ago. They're now locking down another city in Chengdu this time. We've seen the footage, people screaming from high-rise apartment buildings, people scrambling to get out of supermarkets because they literally announce a lockdown that minute, that second, and if you don't get out of there in time, you are locked down. We have the German foreign minister saying that she, representing her country, supposedly representing Germans, will continue to support Ukraine, throw money into the black hole to prolong the war 1,000 miles away. No matter what German people think, she actually came out and admitted that during one of these NGO conferences, so we're going to get into that as well. The Gazprom, the Russian energy giant, state-backed, has just announced record profits. Really going well, that, cutting off Russia, isn't it, sanctioning them. Meanwhile, you'll find out what people in Colorado experienced during a heat wave when they tried to adjust their air conditioning thermostats and were basically locked out from doing so. Little taste of the Great Reset there for you. Germans should go vegan to save the environment, another proposal from the Green Party, which is basically now a huge power bloc, semi in control of the German government. They've risen that far. They're really enjoying this Great Reset agenda. Prices in UK stores soar to 17-year high. Of course, I've spoken before about the cost of living crisis in the United Kingdom, despite the fact that we're supposedly not even dependent on Russian gas. Turns out we're actually buying Chinese gas, which is in turn buying it from Russia. So we are buying Russian gas, but we're not dependent on it. We have heating bills now increasing by thousands and thousands of percent. A quarter of Brits saying they're simply refused to turn the heating on at all throughout the entire winter. We've got three quarters of pubs, the heart of communities, the heart of heritage in England, threatening to close over the next 6 months or so because of the current thing crisis. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into the Notting Hill Carnival, a celebration, a showcase of diversity, of multiculturalism, an annual event that is also annually beset by violent crimes, sexual assaults, and in this case, a fatal stabbing. We'll get into all that and more on the other side. Summit.news, don't go away.
Just look at these headlines from Reuters. World faces unprecedented global hunger crisis, UN chief says, going into 2023. World Food Program warns of global food catastrophe, looming global catastrophe. The world could run out of food by 2023, major studies say, and the reports go on and on. We told you this was a designed program by the globalists 2.5 years ago. We told you energy and food prices would explode, and now they're up more than 40% in the U.S. alone. Some areas of the world are up over 100%. The only way you beat inflation and protect yourself and your family is with high-quality, affordable food ready to ship right now at PrepareToday.com at a very rare sale of 10% off site-wide. Not just on trouble food, but survival and preparedness items is happening right now. 10% off at preparetoday.com. And on top of it, any order above $99 gets free shipping. That is a huge part of the cost of trouble food. So go to preparetoday.com and protect yourself and your family while you still can.
Live from the Summit.News headquarters, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, we had a report a couple of weeks ago out of the UK. This actually emerged before the scandal surrounding Rishi Sunak, the then Chancellor of the UK, in the running to be Prime Minister. He's probably not going to win. But it came out basically that he had no say in lockdown. The cabinet ministers within the government were told what was going to happen. They had no role in deciding what was going to happen, despite the fact that they were literally the government. The entire response to the pandemic was driven by basically a scientific dictatorship of medical advisors with no responsibility, no representation of the British people. Well, it came out 2 weeks ago that the effects of lockdown may now be killing more people than COVID itself. Have said, of course, we said that this would happen right at the start. We warned everybody about it. We were called granny killers. We were called COVID idiots. Now it's happening. This is based on official statistics from the ONS out of the UK. Non-COVID excess deaths continue to outstrip COVID deaths, 1,000 people dying each week from conditions other than the virus, above and beyond the average of excess deaths in any previous five-year period. We have this out of the Daily Skeptic today. Excess non-COVID deaths top 15,300 in 17 weeks as mysterious wave of heart deaths continues. Now, bear in mind that we had a media sustained with daily COVID death tolls for a period of, 18 months, 2 years, where every single day they would laboriously explain to you how many people had died of COVID. Didn't matter that a lot of those deaths were actually due to several other comorbidities, had nothing really to do with COVID. They would browbeat that into the population on a daily basis for a period of nearly 2 years. Now we have 1,000 excess non-COVID excess deaths a day. In the United Kingdom, the media barely even talks about it. Well, there is an investigation into it, finally, from the government. We'll wait to see what happens out of that. But again, it's been found that in many cases, these excess deaths aren't just people not being treated for cancer. And in many cases, they are cardiovascular deaths. Gee, I wonder what that could be. Says there have been 15,357 excess non-COVID deaths registered in England and Wales in the last 17 weeks since the end of April, according to official data. That's 9.5% more than expected based on an average of the previous 5 years. This is above and beyond. This is something extraordinary that we haven't seen before. In the week ending August 19th, the most recent week for which data is available, 10,982 deaths were registered in England and Wales, which is 18.6% above the five-year average. Says of these, 551 mentioned COVID-19 on the death certificate as a contributory cause, and 354 mentioned COVID-19 as underlying cause, leaving 1,365 deaths from a different underlying cause. It goes on to point out that there appears to be a direct correlation, and there's a graph in this article showing it, between the fourth dose booster rollout among over 75s in England and this wave of excess deaths. In fact, you look at the graph, it tracks almost exactly. As vaccine researcher Theo Schetters has highlighted a similar correlation in the Netherlands and raised concerns the vaccines may be contributing to the deaths. Correlation, which was strong during the spring and early summer, has not continued in England and Wales. It's remained high. So the boosters have dropped off, but the actual excess deaths among over 75s has remained high, as depicted in the second graph in this article. So this may be an indication of ongoing vaccine injury, perhaps in conjunction with the effects of previous COVID infection or the operation of another cause. So again, it tracks almost entirely the spring boosters, and they're talking about cardiovascular excess deaths. So following a welcome intervention from Oxford professor Carl Hennigan, the government has now said it's looking into what's causing this unusual level of excess deaths. However, the vaccines have not yet been mentioned as a possible contributory factor. Despite the deaths being largely cardiovascular in nature, the vaccines having known adverse effects on the heart and circulatory system. Again, they're not cancer death. There is some of that going on, but it says the fact that cancer deaths are not above average counts against the suggestion that the main cause of death is denial of healthcare access during the pandemic. Meanwhile, New York Post reports, Canadian junior hockey captain dies during tournament game, another healthy, fit, young athlete just suddenly collapsing out of nowhere with cardiovascular issues and dying. We've seen it with football players. We've seen it with numerous other sportsmen and women for the past 2 years. Well, now rising Canadian junior hockey player Eli Palfreyman reportedly died in the locker room during a preseason game in Ontario on Tuesday night. The 20-year-old Ontario native collapsed during the first intermission of the Air Centennials preseason tournament game at the North Dumfries Community Complex, according to the Toronto Sun. Emergency officials were unable to revive the star forward. They've not disclosed the cause of death, and the Centennials organization said it will not speculate out of respect for the family's right to privacy. We don't know what the cause of death was, but again, yet another 20-year-old athlete in peak physical condition just suddenly collapsing with cardiovascular issues out of nowhere. Meanwhile, BBC News reports COVID in China, Chengdu lockdown after outbreak. Remember, we had those scenes of people screaming from their apartment blocks, people rushing to get out of supermarkets because they literally announced these zero COVID policy lockdowns in these Chinese cities. And it applies from that second, from that minute. Even during the height of the pandemic in the West, you know, they'd announced the new lockdown a couple of days in the future. Well, now it's the instant the authorities announce it. And bear in mind, China was the model. Professor Neil Armstrong, the guru of our modeling, of our lockdown campaign in the United Kingdom, said we didn't think we could get away with what the communist Chinese were doing, but then we saw Italy get away with it, and we thought we could get away with it. It was literally modeled on their policy. And many of these hysterical COVIDians over the course of the past 6 months have wanted us to aspire to a zero COVID lockdown policy. Well, how's it going in China? Chengdu has become the latest Chinese city to be locked down as Beijing continues to pursue its controversial zero COVID policy. Around 21 million people have been ordered to stay indoors, with just one person per household allowed out for essential shopping. They're still pursuing this. They get a handful of infections, they lock down entire cities of 21 million people. Now, again, it kind of counters the narrative, although there's a lot of evidence that it came out of the lab, that it was deliberate, because why is China committing hara-kiri, sacrificing its own economy by continuing this disastrous zero COVID policy if they deliberately released the virus? Surely they wouldn't do that. Surely they just encourage other countries' competitors to do that. But again, they've locked down yet another city. As Chengdu's residents asked to stay home from 6 o'clock local time on Thursday, they'll all be tested over the coming days, but it was not clear when restrictions would be lifted. So they're still laboring under zero COVID insanity. I'm going to come back in the next segment, though, and talk about what I believe is the biggest story being ignored by the mainstream media today. And that is the fact that we have a cost of living crisis. We have Boris Johnson out in public visiting Ukraine, giving speeches saying that the Ukraine people are paying in blood, that we need to pay in the form of higher energy bills. And this isn't just a little spike in your electricity and your gas bill. This is half the country entering fuel poverty. We had average yearly household bills at the start of this year down at around £1,000, £1,200 a year. As of October, they're going to basically quadruple. And now next year, early next year, they're talking about the average yearly household bill for energy in the United Kingdom surpassing £6,000. That is going to put half the country into fuel poverty. It's going to put about a third of the country into actual basic poverty. That's why they're talking about civil unrest. That's why they're talking about riots on the streets. But none of it had to happen. And when we come back on the other side, we're going to tell you precisely why. Summit.news. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, the German foreign minister came out yesterday and basically in front of an NGO forum with a bunch of these WEF Great Reset types said she doesn't care what German voters think. The representative of the German voters, of the German people on that stage said, doesn't matter, we're going to continue to pour money into that black hole, we're going to continue to send weapons to the current thing over in Ukraine, 1,000 miles away. We stand with you as long as you need us, then I want to deliver, she said. No matter what my German voters think, but I want to deliver to the people of Ukraine. Was she elected by the people of Ukraine, or was she elected by Germans? By the way, polls now showing that Germans increasingly unhappy with this policy that has left them suffering through a cost of living crisis to the point where local governments are having to set up warm-up spaces in major cities so people who can't afford to pay their heating bills won't freeze to death. But I mentioned it at the top of the show, the biggest story that they are ignoring, let's get into it. Daily Skeptic summarizes it. Did Boris scuttle peace talks between Ukraine and Russia? There were peace talks back in early April that were all set to be finalized. Then Boris Johnson turns up in Ukraine on a surprise visit. Lo and behold, the peace talks are scuppered. This video is called It's a Scam. We're going to play that. I'm going to talk about the fallout from all this, but here it is. It's a Scam. Let's roll it. Well, what do you know? Looks like we've been conned yet again. Turns out they had a peace deal between Ukraine and Russia all but finalised back in early April. Then it mysteriously got scuppered. And now we have to face the misery of a cost of living crisis that could drag on for years and years. Foreign Affairs, a pro-Western, pro-Ukraine news outlet, reports, according to multiple former senior US officials, in April 2022, Russian and Ukrainian negotiators appear to have tentatively agreed on the outlines of a negotiated interim settlement. Russia would withdraw to its position on February 23rd when it controlled part of the Donbass region and all of Crimea, and in exchange, Ukraine would promise not to seek NATO membership and instead receive security guarantees from a number of countries. So why did the peace talks break down? Because, according to a report by Ukrainska Pravda, which again is a pro-Western newspaper in Ukraine, Prime Minister Boris Johnson paid a surprise visit to President Zelensky and told him straight up, even if Ukraine is ready to sign some agreements on guarantees with Putin, they are not. He went there to sabotage the peace deal. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken was also cold on the idea of a peace deal because they thought early reports of Ukrainian victories on the battlefield, which we now know were somewhat fancifully exaggerated by the media, meant the war could be prolonged. 3 days after Boris Johnson's surprise visit, the Istanbul peace deal was dead. Quite convenient for Boris, the continuation of conflict providing a useful distraction from his Partygate scandal, but this war could have been over within weeks of it beginning nearly 5 months ago. But it didn't happen, because certain forces didn't want the war to end. It's a scam. All this misery we now face due to this war. People literally freezing to death because they're unable to afford the heating bill. 3/4 of British pubs facing permanent closure, ripping the heart out of communities. Half the country entering fuel poverty. A quality of life permanently deformed. Living standards crushed. Destitution, depression, suicide. All of that could have been avoided with this peace deal.
But no, the regime wanted the war to go on. And how dense is the population letting all this happen right under their noses? I got this electricity bill today. How in the name of God is this possible? Oh gee, I wonder. It really is a mystery. Maybe if you'd actually questioned what your own governments were doing, instead of being more concerned with feeling smug about yourselves by flying your little flags, maybe your business wouldn't be going to the wall right now. The German foreign minister just came out and admitted she doesn't care what the German people think. You know, the very people she's supposed to represent. She's going to support the current thing, whatever happens.
But if I give the promise to people in Ukraine, we stand with you as long as you need us, then I want to deliver. No matter what my German voters think, but I want to deliver to the people of Ukraine.
Yeah, granny's freezing to death is apparently a price worth paying to maintain the liberal world order.
No matter what my German voters think,
the social fabric of society being ripped apart at the seams is apparently a minor piece of collateral damage to prolong a war 1,000 miles away.
No matter what my German voters think,
let's take a brief pause there so I can tell you about the sponsor of this video. It's no exaggeration to say that things are getting scary out there. The Biden administration has already printed more money in the past 2 years than the previous 100 years combined. The national debt just hit a record $30 trillion. And inflation is the highest we've seen since 1982. If you have retirement savings, your money could be at serious risk. They're basically burning your cash, torching your family's financial future. Are you going to let them destroy everything you've worked for? Are you just going to sit back and become a victim of the deliberate decimation of your living standards? Are you just going to submit and eat the bugs? Don't do that. Or are you going to take positive action by safeguarding your economic security? Talk to my friends at Goldco to see how you can protect your retirement with gold and silver before it's too late. Go to paullikesgold.com and they'll give you $10,000 or more in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's paullikesgold.com. You've seen how much I get demonetized. The best way of supporting me is by supporting my sponsor. So click the link in the description for paullikesgold.com. Now back to the video. And where is all this money of ours they're sending over there even going? Much of it down a giant gaping black hole. Boris Johnson sent nearly £2.5 billion of taxpayer money. Joe Biden has sent over $10 billion of US taxpayer money. For what? CBS News reported that 70% of the money is completely wasted.
Do we have any sense as to where they're going?
We don't know. There is really no information as to where they're going at all.
You know, all this stuff goes to the border, and then kind of like something happens, it kind of like, you know, 30% maybe reaches its final destination.
30%?
Then censored their own report, of course. Only 30% of it reaches its final destination. It's a scam. The whole narrative that we need to endure crippling energy bills because Putin bad is also a scam. We're buying Russian gas anyway, only by means of China, at exorbitant prices. Despite lower domestic demands due to its constant lockdowns, China has bought over 2.35 million tons of liquefied natural gas this year so far, much of it from Russia. And who's the sucker buying all that excess natural gas being sold by China at vastly inflated prices? Europe. A Zero Hedge report citing the Financial Times. China has been quietly reselling that evil-tainted Russian LNG to the one place that desperately needs it more than anything. Europe. And of course it's charging a kidney's worth of markups in the process.
We're ending our dependence on Putin's hydrocarbons.
Oh yeah, we're no longer dependent on Russian gas. We're just dependent on Chinese gas that's coming from Russia. Meanwhile, the Russian state-backed energy firm Gazprom just announced record profits. It's a scam. Boris Johnson's got the nerve to insist that Brits just blithely accept exorbitant energy bills to support the current thing.
If we're paying in our energy bills for the evils of Vladimir Putin, the people of Ukraine are paying in their blood.
After he sabotaged a peace deal that would have averted all this. We're paying higher energy bills and still using gas that originated in Russia.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is your one-stop shop for health, for longevity, for a boosted immune system. In the climate we live in today and what the globalists are up to, I think anybody not taking a high-quality product like this is insane. And there's other great vitamin, mineral, amino acid, you know, complete products out there. Ours is amongst the very best, and it is a lower cost than many of the leading brands. But whatever you do, take a high-quality multivitamin, mineral, amino acid system like this that's liquid that you put in water, because you have a better absorption rate when you do that. Now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our overall best-selling product. It finally came in a month ago, and we've almost sold out of the first shipment. Hopefully more is coming in a few months. But if you want to experience Vitamin Mineral Fusion and its effects for yourself, or maybe you already love it and you want to stock up, thanks for keeping us on the air, and thanks for taking care of yourself and your body. We've all got to stick together. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 40% off, even though it's selling out, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
From London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
So the peace deal was in place in early April, a matter of weeks after the start of the Ukraine-Russia war. Foreign Affairs is now reporting it, admitting it. Russian and Ukraine negotiators agreed a peace treaty. Then Boris Johnson turns up, no doubt with his orders,
3 days later, the peace deal is dead. The regime basically said, no, we want this war to continue. We want it to be prolonged. We know it's going to exacerbate a cost of living crisis all across Europe. Doesn't matter. We're all in for this. We're all in for the Great Reset, because that was their agenda anyway, to lower your living standards. More Ukraine military aid coming, White House says. U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said Wednesday the Biden administration was preparing to announce more packages of military aid, up to $40 billion, of course, on the way. We're being told here in the UK by the Prime Minister that it's all part of getting out of our dependency on Russian energy, even though China is buying the gas from Russia and then selling it to European countries at exorbitant prices. So we're still getting Russian gas. We're just paying more money for it, and it's coming through China. It's a complete and utter scam. Breitbart reports, despite sanctions, Russian state gas company posts record profits. That, of course, is Gazprom. They posted a profit roughly equivalent to $41 billion. That compares to their previous record profit, which was around 2 trillion rubles, far lower than their new record profit, because they're selling the gas to China. They're selling it all over the world. We're buying the gas from China. We're the suckers, while being told that we need to make sacrifices to become independent of Russian energy. We're still getting Russian energy. Meanwhile, in Colorado, power company seizes control of thermostats during heat wave. Got a smart meter? Oh, it means you're no longer in control of your own heating or air conditioning. 22,000 households in Colorado lost the ability to control their thermostats after the power company seized control of them during a heat wave. Basically, what happened, temperatures soared past 90 degrees, people went to adjust their AC, and they were met with a message which said, energy emergency, or maybe climate emergency. Oh, but, you know, climate change lockdowns, they're just a conspiracy theory, aren't they? Even though India's literally doing them, has been doing them for years. So they were told there was an energy emergency, and they were restricted from altering the temperature inside their own homes because of the smart meters. Again, we've seen Spain, Italy, Germany, France all literally impose rules, laws, backed by threats of onerous fines up to 600,000 euros for businesses, shops, bars, cafes, restaurants in Spain, for example. Right now, at the height of summer, it's still, you know, way in the 90s in that region. They can't put their AC below 80 Fahrenheit, 27 degrees Celsius in European money, as a rule, as a mandate passed by the government. They face onerous fines if they break that regulation. Meanwhile, Germans could go vegan, should go vegan to save environment, proposes Green Party, now in control, basically, of the German government. German Green Party minister calls for tax on meat. Notice that all these things that they wanted anyway, the energy dependency, the soaring electricity bills, the soaring gas bills, the not eating meat, all of that now comes into play based on the spooky boogeyman of Russia and Putin. Yet the agenda was already in place anyway. The inflation was already rising before the invasion. Prices in UK stores soar to 17-year high. That's the food inflation going crazy, driving inflation. Quarter of Brits will refuse to turn on heating this winter. British pubs at risk of closure. And in fact, we've got a video on this now. People don't realise how integral pubs are to basically English culture, English heritage. Now, 75% of them, that's over 30,000 pubs, businesses in the United Kingdom, face being terminated, shut down for good as a result of this contrived cost of living current thing crisis. Here's a video. The end of the pub. Let's roll it. Another devastating side effect of the current thin crisis. Three quarters of pubs in the UK face permanent closure due to unaffordable energy bills. 75%, that's roughly 30,000 pubs across the entire country. Tens of thousands of livelihoods ruined. Family businesses wrecked. The heart ripped out of 30,000 towns and villages up and down the country. Thanks to green energy and the current thing, pubs and brewers face bill hikes of up to 300%. Martin Robinson, co-owner of Ye Olde Fighting Cock pub in St Albans, reputed to be the oldest pub in England, told the Epoch Times that his gas and electric bills had increased from £1,800 a month to £5,500. Robinson said the high energy prices almost made it pointless to open, adding that another planned increase in October by 80% could wipe everyone out. I think people don't realise how many places are about to close, he said. The British pub is not just a place to get drunk. It's a community centre, it's a refuge. It's a family focal point. It's a piece of heritage. Some pubs in Britain are over 1,000 years old. They survived Viking raids, the Black Death, and the Second World War, but many of them won't survive the double whammy of lockdown and the current thing crisis. The government says, quote, "No national government can control the global factors pushing up the price of energy and other business costs." Yeah, I'll tell you what you can control. Sending nearly £2.5 billion of taxpayer money to a foreign country 1,500 miles away to prolong a war, while pensioners at home are going to be freezing to death this winter because they can't afford to put the heating on. Pursuing disastrous net zero climate change hysteria that will ensure energy bills remain high whatever happens in Ukraine. Caving to eco-mentalists by banning fracking, which would have single-handedly saved us from all this. You could have controlled all that, couldn't you? Oh, and I hope all the upper middle class pretentious twats in the affluent areas are really pleased with themselves. I hope that when they try to go for a Christmas drink at their local pub, only to find it's been shut down forever, hope they give themselves a nice pat on the back. But at least you got to feel smug about yourselves by flying that little Ukraine flag in the back garden, eh?
Now, I mentioned it before. The article is here. A quarter of Brits will refuse to turn on heating this winter. They've got this energy price cap, which is going to rise in October, pushing up bills by 80%. That means the average yearly household bill will rise from £1,900, and that's already a huge rise on earlier this year. So that's about, I don't know, $3,000 to £3,500. That's about $5,000. That's just by October. Next year, it's going to go to £6,500. That's about, I don't know, $8,500 per year on electricity and gas for heating, which, of course, is going to push people into fuel poverty, going to push people into basically civil unrest, many observers are now saying. Then you've got this weird thing going on in the background where the movement for people to cancel their direct debits and to stop paying their electricity bills is being driven, is being promulgated by weird shadowy NGO groups linked into the very Great Reset that this complements in the first place. So it's kind of a contrived thing that you have these, again, shadowy NGO groups tied in with government, tied in with the WEF, telling people to revolt, telling people not to pay their bills, telling people to demand government give them massive payouts. And as a Telegraph columnist here, Alistair Heath, wrote in the article, it's about getting people even more dependent on the government as a result of this contrived crisis. He said, mass immediate intervention is inevitable, but must be designed to avoid hastening Britain's shift into demagoguery, welfarism and socialist central planning, all steps down Hayek's road to serfdom that the leftist and green elites are longing us to take. So again, they're getting people dependent on income from the state, the government paying off their gas bills, and of course, at what cost? Well, the cost of their freedom, the cost of installing smart meters that spy on you in your own homes and then can be shut off remotely if there's an emergency. We'll be back. Summit.news, don't go away.
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
Got a couple of videos I want to play here in the final segment. I'm going to get on to the Notting Hill Carnival, the big celebration of diversity and multiculturalism in London. That, as always, didn't quite go to the narrative. First, though, I want to get to this video, which is about Lizzo, the private jet flying award-receiving superstar who got up on stage at the VMAs this week or on Sunday night and claimed, yes, that she is actually oppressed. Lizzo claims she's oppressed. Here it is. Here's the video. Plus-sized singer Lizzo gave a speech at the VMAs last night during which she claimed she was oppressed.
So remember, when you're voting for your favorite artist, vote to change some of these laws that are oppressing us.
What?
Laws that are oppressing us.
What laws? The Civil Rights Act was passed nearly 60 years ago. What are you even talking about?
Oppressing us.
You're literally standing on a world stage with rapt media attention. Being awarded an idol made out of precious metal. Being adulated and worshipped by an audience of millions. Oh my God, so oppressed.
Oppressing.
You literally arrived there in a private jet. You live in a house worth $26 million. It's a hard knock life, isn't it?
Oppressing us.
Lizzo spent the rest of her speech screaming incoherently about her haters while claiming she wasn't bothered by them. There's a wider point here, though. Why is this person given so much attention by the malevolent forces that control popular culture? Lest we forget, earlier this year, she literally celebrated gaining more weight. Now, I'm not trying to be mean. People struggle with drug addiction, they struggle with alcoholism, they struggle with weight loss. What do we tell drug addicts? Nah, don't worry about it. Here's 10 kilos of heroin and a lifetime supply of syringes. Have fun. What do we tell alcoholics? Here's a giant crate of Jim Beam. Just let me know when you run out. Of course we don't say that. Do we hand people who are trying to quit smoking an airport brick of Marlboro Red? No. So why are we supposed to celebrate Lizzo's obesity? Why is it exalted by the culture as some kind of achievement? Obesity now kills more people worldwide than car crashes. It shouldn't be being glorified by Lizzo or anyone else. Don't tell her that, though. She'll probably claim she's being oppressed again.
Oppressing us.
Now let's get to these final stories. We have another transgender athlete who is trying to hang out with a bunch of teenage girls. Completely normal, of course. 31-year-old transgender footballer celebrates being able to use same changing room as team of teenage girls. This is a 31-year-old biological male in the Netherlands, male to female transgender, who actually got given a passport by the Dutch government saying that he is now a woman. A report by Dutch news outlet VRPO reveals the struggles that Marjolein Scheppers underwent trying to comply with rules set by the Royal Football Association. Now, in its infinite bigotry, the Royal Football Association in the Netherlands said, "You're a 31-year-old man. What the hell are you doing trying to compete against a bunch of 15-year-old girls at soccer?" But obviously that's bigoted and transphobic. So after initially encountering those difficulties with his hometown team, Scheppers travelled 200 kilometres to join up with a team of teenage girls in Lisse, with him proclaiming it to be the best time of his life. Yeah, I bet it was. He said, "I was finally accepted by my teammates. I joined in." He added that the ability to use the same dressing room as the young girls was, quote, "the best gift I could get." Because now he's officially a woman, of course. Basically, they've now come back and said, no, it's not about you identifying as a woman. It's the fact that you're a grown man with a 31-year-old body competing against 15-year-old girls. You clearly, no matter what hormones you're taking, have a physical advantage. And again, as we previously highlighted, similar case with a biological male in his 30s who identified as a transgender woman, was allowed to compete in Gaelic soccer in a final against 16-year-old girls, and then whenever anyone complained about it on Twitter, they had their accounts banned. So yes, that is the modern state of women's rights. 30-year-old men competing against 15 and 16-year-old girls, winning because they now identify as women. Let's talk about the Notting Hill Carnival, though. We have a video on this. I'm going to come back after and talk about it because, again, this carnival was cancelled for a couple of years because of the pandemic. I'm surprised that even happened. That was probably racist. Now we had it returning with a vengeance in 2022, the Notting Hill Carnival. Let's go to the video first, and I'll come back and tell you the crime stats that emerged out of this celebration of diversity and multiculturalism. Here's the video.
There's still this archaic perception among some people, mainly Americans, that England is some quaint oasis of charm, populated with polite, sophisticated, genteel people. Let's take a look. major cities it is, and... Welcome to London, and more specifically the Notting Hill Carnival, long celebrated as the best diversity has to offer. If by best you mean hundreds of arrests, dozens of sexual assaults, scores of violent assaults, looting, theft, vandalism, and this year, one fatal stabbing. The murder investigation is underway after a man was stabbed to death at the Notting Hill Carnival. Several other stabbings and violent incidents were also reported. This kind of carnage happens at Notting Hill Carnival every single year without fail. There are countless violent videos on Twitter, and I can't even play them here because this video would get banned. If this were something like the FA Cup final or the Grand National, and this kind of chaos erupted every year, the spectators would be banned from attending. But we're just supposed to ignore the annual Notting Hill Carnival bedlam, presumably because showering it with anything other than effusive praise would be racist. It's morosely humorous to observe how the media and the authorities, despite the clear orgy of violence and criminality on show, desperately try to spin it. Because how dare anyone even suggest anything slightly negative about this homage to multiculturalism? BBC News quoted someone from the Met Police as saying the carnival had been, quote, largely positive and good-natured, apart from, you know, all the arrests, sexual assaults, violent attacks, stabbings. It's the most flagrant 180 since CNN called the George Floyd riots mostly peaceful demonstrations. Again, imagine if it was Liverpool versus Manchester United in the FA Cup final at Wembley. Imagine if the police had made over 200 arrests in response to countless crimes, violent assaults, and a Liverpool fan being stabbed to death. Would the media and the police describe that as a largely positive and good-natured event? Of course not. There'd be national hand-wringing, official investigations, and mass supporter bans. The double standard really is quite remarkable when you think about it. I mean, what are they saying? That black people shouldn't be expected to behave as well as white people? Talk about the bigotry of low expectations. Yeah, they're calling it the Carnival of Carnage. London Mayor Sadiq Khan came out during this weekend of rampant criminality and said that the vibes at the Notting Hill Carnival were, quote, immaculate. Let's take a look at the score sheet. 74 police officers injured. Now imagine if this happened at any other event in England. It'd be cancelled, it'd be shut down. 74 police officers injured. One female constable put in a headlock and sexually assaulted. 8 other recorded sexual assaults. Innumerable acts of vandalism and theft. One murder, of course. One guy was stabbed, part of this gang scene, this drill rap gang scene. He died. 6 other stabbings. A record number of knives seized after 441 stop and searches. Of course, Sadiq Khan tried to desperately limit the amount of stop and searches on the streets of London. Knife crime exploded dramatically afterwards. 209 total arrests at the Notting Hill Carnival. Again, if that was any other sporting or music festival, it would get shut down forever. Now, the actual police federation chief came out afterwards and basically put his neck on the line and said, it should be cancelled. They're calling for serious action to be taken. He said, for the last 2 years, my colleagues have spent the August bank holiday, because it was lockdown and there wasn't a carnival taking place, not being assaulted in large numbers. Why not? Because the Notting Hill Carnival did not take place. He said, but today we're having to again face the fallout from policing the event. The tragedy is that someone has been killed. And again, in previous years, they've had 300-400 arrests, and yet it still goes on a year-to-year basis. Again, supposed to be a celebration of different cultures coming together, diversity, multiculturalism. Every time it happens, there's mass sexual assaults, mass stabbings, mass thefts, burglary, criminality across the board. But again, because it's predominantly black and brown people involved, no one's allowed to criticize it. You have to celebrate it as a glorious beneficence, a glorious homage to multiculturalism, and nothing will happen, it will go on. That's going to wrap it up for Summit News. Stay tuned, though, for the fourth hour, coming right up. Keep it locked in.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.